Hey, this is Tom Beal with a Make Today Great message, and I'm coming to you on June 12th, Sunday. And many of us woke up this morning hearing the news of a mass murder in Orlando, at a nightclub in Orlando. And it really strikes us all, me in particular. My story, I'm recording this in South Florida today, Boca Raton. But over the weekend, I went to Orlando for a meeting. So we drove about 3.5 hours north, actually went a little north of Orlando to Lake Mary. And it struck me when I was in Lake Mary, getting ready to go to one of the meetings, I heard some news about a singer from The Voice, a 22-year-old singer, Christina Grimmie, who had done a concert the night prior in Orlando and was signing autographs, and someone came over and shot and killed her. And immediately her brother got up, tackled the person who shot her, and that person killed himself. So that was shocking news. And I remember reading that on my computer as my better half walked into the room and saw tears dripping down my face and said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Wow, it's just sad that, you know, someone would do that, right?" I mean, and if you think back, it's unfortunately, celebrities have been attacked by some of their quote-unquote biggest fans throughout history. So John Lennon was killed. Selena, the Latino singer, was killed. Christina Grimmie now. And many others have been targeted and attacked by being in the spotlight. And then, you know what, a day and a half later, the news of this person who, you know, from what brief stories I've read so far, stated that he was upset by seeing two men kissing and touching each other. And, you know, I'm sure we'll find more about who this person is, what and why they would do such tragic and ridiculously heartless things and take so many lives. Oh, but we hear the news, and as we hear it, it's like, what the heck is going on? What is going on in the world? And as a father and as just a citizen of the world, it is striking uncertainty into all of us. And with uncertainty comes questions and comes fear and comes worries and comes concern, and that's normal. And I'm doing this kind of for myself to just think this through and hopefully inspire you and possibly some others on how to deal with this and how, as a father, as someone out and about in this world and in this community with all this uncertainty, how can we continue on and not let the fear intrude or steal from our experiences and steal from our explorations and steal from our living of our lives. And here at Make Today Great, that's, as the name states, how can we still make today great with uncertainty, with fear, with worry, with caution, with all the chaos in the world, and the locus of control that we have doesn't extend beyond ourselves. It extends with our thoughts, words, actions, emotions. And that's what we have control of. We cannot control other people. Other people are going to do what other people are going to do. And if we think about this, I'm 43. I'll be 44 in a few months. When I was young, the population was between 4 or 5 billion people. And now it's roughly 7.6 billion or somewhere in that range. So the population has almost doubled. So percentage-wise, there is about double more crazy people who are out there and who are going to do what they're going to do. And with the locus of control being that we can only control our thoughts, words, actions, and emotions, what can we do? And that's some questions that I'm asking here with no plan in place other than asking it out loud and thinking, what can we do? For me, I choose to make today great. I choose to lead a life that gives me survival, consistency, and exploration. I'm going to do what it takes to survive. I am a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I served 4 years in active duty. And I also grew up being a wrestler. So I will do what is necessary to survive if put in a situation where my survival is at risk. And I will protect myself, I will protect my family, I will protect people in my area to the utmost of my capabilities and abilities. That's just ingrained into me, and that's who I choose to be, and I will do what is necessary to survive and help those that I love and are near and dear to me survive as well. So that's point A. Point B is consistency, which goes to certainty, right? We're certain that we can go out and have some fun and generally we'll come back unharmed. And I'm fairly certain in that. And yes, tragedies will occur. Yes, crazy people will be around this world and around every vicinity. There's no area that is free of that. The population is at such a level that that's just the scenario. There are going to be people around and about that may not have the best intentions in mind or at heart. And it's up to us to remain aware, observant, vigilant. And, you know, I've been through some trainings that can help me recognize that, but, you know, just be aware of your surroundings. Be observant of who is in your area. Be observant of peculiar activities. And do what's necessary to remove yourself from anything that seems or appears to have some weirdness or a gut instinct that this doesn't feel right, intuition per se. I'm just not feeling right. And this isn't stereotyping anybody or any particular person. It's more of the energy that we all have. And energy is transmittable. We can feel that energy in a room, in a surrounding, and you can kind of sense just from a quick glance and observing people that are just happily going about their business and other people that are odd, right? And that's kind of what I went through in some trainings in the Marine Corps, and just being a student of life, observing people and speaking on stages and talking with thousands of people, I can very quickly pick up people with odd energy, and it's easily recognizable to me. It may or may not be that way for you. But remain aware, remain observant, and don't just stay in your little world focused on your cell phone in your hand. Look up, observe, stare, look around the room, assess the situation, always. And so that goes to survival and consistency, and then comes exploration. I live a life of joy, adventure, and passion. And just as I have had people that I guess I could interpret wronged me or, disrespected me or whatever interpretation or labels I would place on it, I still choose to walk boldly in the direction that I feel called to walk, which 99 out of 100 times encapsulates me focusing on joy, adventure, and passion. And I do it without fear. I do it without any concern or worry. I do it because that's how I want to live my life. I want to live my life. I don't want to lead a life that fear leads. And I don't want to limit my or the people that I love and enjoy spending time with to have our exploration limited by fear. Now, obviously, I'll use proper discernment to do the activities that I feel are going to lead to joy, adventure, and passion, and eliminate us from the risk of harm and other type of things that may not be congruent with joy, adventure, and passion. But in discerning what I choose to do, I will do it, and I will handle the situations as they unfold appropriately. And I'm going to have fun each and every day. I'm going to make today great. I am going to recognize, yes, there will be times when I will feel some intuition and I will sense some odd energy and I will say, hey guys, it's time to pack up, let's go. And I have done this in the past, going back even 20 some years, being out at certain areas and sensing conflict building. And, for instance, that incident in Orlando happened at a nightclub. I could sense when things were getting heated and, hey guys, it's time to pack up and get out of here, let's go. And we'd leave, and sure enough, you know, I'd hear later from the next day, like, yeah, you left at the right time, because, man, there's a huge fight and people punching and all this nonsense. I can sense that, and it's not a matter of, you know, who cares? Like, let the ego down. Don't be someone who allows anger or ego or other nonsense to drive your behaviors. Use common sense. And I am, even though I am trained and know how to take care of myself, that is a absolute last resort that would only be used when all other tactics, strategies, and tests were proven to where that's the only resort alive that's necessary, and everything else has been exhausted. And you know, that can happen in a blink of a second, or it can happen in trying to talk through situations. And it's up to assess each and every situation individually and use the proper discernment each and every step of that way. The bottom line is, be comfortable in knowing that you are prepared to handle situations. And if you're not prepared to handle situations, get prepared. There's a motto from the Boy Scouts I just picked up. I was at a place, a church right around the corner where the Boy Scouts were coming back from a week-long thing, and the Boy Scouts have a motto that says, be prepared. Be prepared. I'm confident in my preparation. If you're listening to this and aren't confident, find out ways to become confident. And, you know, there's numerous books, courses, mentoring programs that you could find to become someone who's confident in assessing situations, in observing, you know, people's activities, and feeling when there's some odd energy or there's some odd situations brewing, and following, you know, knowing when to follow your intuition to get out of that scenario and leave that environment because it just doesn't feel right. But it's all done not from fear, but just done from being prepared, knowing how to assess situations, how to have fun, and how to make today great. So that's me expressing this. I had no idea what I was going to say, how long it would go. My hope is this is helpful to you in some way, shape, or form. And I guess I'll just wrap up today's message by saying my heart, my prayers, well, my heart hurt in reading the news of the singer of The Voice getting killed, and hurt again by hearing about the massacre. It's nothing less than a massacre that occurred at that nightclub in Orlando last evening. So my heart, my prayers, and my well wishes go out to each and every one of the families of the victims who were killed and or injured and or just there and have the trauma, you know, the friends and family of the trauma of experiencing that either live there or through friends and family who were there. This is definitely a tragedy. This is, from what I've seen in worldwide events, probably going to happen again. And I would say, be prepared. Be prepared. Use your discernment. Be prepared and be comfortable in your preparation. Know you can, too, be comfortable in protecting yourself and your loved ones properly, assessing situations, observing situations, and knowing. You know, for instance, when I'm out, it's second nature. I have escape routes. If something, wherever I am, I look around, I assess, and it's not out of fear, it's just out of planning. If something were to happen, here's where I am, and here's where we can exit. Various exits, depending on what a scenario might occur. And, you know, and that's just Marine Corps training, whatever it may be, but just assess the situation, have not out of fear, but just out of preparation, that wherewithal, so that if some odd circumstances, which have low percentages of occurring, by the way, extremely low, if something were to occur, and this could entail some maniac or a fire or some other thing that is not optimal for a fun evening out or adventure out, even if it's during the day, you have a plan. And that is, just in case a low percentage situation does arise, you are prepared to handle it for yourself, for your friends and family, and others in your vicinity. Okay, so that's the message of today. be encouraged, be courageous, do not let fear drive you. Let love, let joy, let adventure, let passion be what drives you, and remain aware, remain vigilant, remain observant, and be prepared. Hope this is helpful. Tom Beal saying, make today great. Chat with you soon. Bye for now.